This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The yeas are 57. The nays are 42. The nomination is confirmed.
Welcome to America Tonight. I think you heard the confirmation of Mike Pompeo right there at the top. Kate Delaney, and here we go, off to the races. No surprise, I think, that the Senate approved him to lead Trump's State Department. I mean, it seemed as though this was going to be rather easy. So it was a 57-42 vote. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn from Texas said Pompeo is going to play a big role in negotiations between the United States and North Korea. And in fact, he will in the role that he'll be in. He's already been in that position as the director of the CIA, but now it's a shift in what his responsibilities will be. So he's sworn into the office immediately. Then he'll depart for Europe on his first trip as Secretary of State. And the CIA's Deputy Director, Gina Haspel, assumes the role of Acting Director of the agency. So the President applauded the Senate's confirmation of Pompeo, just to give you the skinny on that, saying, and this is a quote, having a patriot of Mike's immense talent, energy, and intellect leading the Department of State will be an incredible asset for our country at this critical time in history. So it's true, he is in a position where there is a lot happening that he will be part of, that he will oversee, if you will. But it's rubber stamped. And now as we maneuver through this gauntlet of precarious situations around the world, he will be the head or the face of the U.S. besides the President of the United States. I like to say that America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, so that certainly is part of the buzz in the backyard, the approval of Mike Pompeo. And, of course, while that's going on and we talk about a meeting with North Korea, North and South Korea have a historic summit going on. Well, they're set for this high-stakes meeting. And Kim Jong-un and President Moon Jae-in are going to talk about peace between the two countries, and they are meeting in the demilitarized zone, easy for me to say, that's a cup of coffee talking, that border, of course, that we all know, that separated the rival Koreas since 1953. It's just mind-boggling when you think about that, isn't it? I think it is. Can you imagine? I mean, it's like the Hatfield and the McCoys on steroids. And here this country, boom, chopped in half. And just to give you a re-rack of that, in case you missed it in history class, the Korean War, of course, ended in 53, started with the North Korean invasion of the South. The North had a huge army, of course, boom, one of the biggest in the world, especially at that time, with more than a million men on the border. And still, that's where we are. I mean, that's just that army just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the risk of a North Korean invasion, of course, is high, which is why the United States has been there on that zone, in that zone, standing guard, if you will, just in case something should happen. So this meeting is a very, very big meeting. It's the third time they've ever met, and this summit is ahead of a very unprecedented meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, scheduled in a few months. So this is an important one because at the DMZ, what the conversation is there, and then what happens when the president, our president, is involved a few months later, it's going to be extremely interesting to see what happens. I mean, I wonder if there are people that feel as though there could be a united Korea. I don't know. I don't think so. But it is pretty interesting, and there's certainly going to be tension because of, or there has been tension in the past, because of missile testing. All right, even bigger, as far as conversation is concerned, is 80-year-old comedian Bill Cosby's retrial verdict, guilty on all three counts of aggravated indecent assault. This is huge, my friends. Remember the first one? They couldn't get it right. Didn't end in the way that I think a lot of people thought. It was a mistrial. So this TV icon convicted, like I said, on three counts of aggravated indecent assault. What does that mean? It's about the numbers, right? Count them on your fingers. He's going to die in jail unless something changes in an appeal process. So this is what's interesting. The verdict came on the second day of deliberations. After it was delivered, Judge Stephen O'Neill thanked the jurors for their service, then warned them about interactions with the media. He said, You've sacrificed much, but you have sacrificed in the service of justice and in this country and in this commonwealth. That's important. So after he left the jury, after the jury left the room, O'Neill said that the $1 million bail Cosby posted was sufficient for him to remain free until sentencing. So that set off a wild argument with the district attorney who wanted it revoked because they said he was a possible flight risk. And the judge questioned that, saying, look at his age, his health, the fact that he showed up for every court proceeding over the last couple of years. He said, I'm not going to lock him up because of that. I mean, he's in failing health, and definitely any prison term would be a death sentence. I can't imagine that it would not. And his lead defense attorney said there's going to be an appeal. But at a news conference afterwards, there were so many that stood and said that justice finally had been served. And Andrea Constan, the main accuser in the Cosby sexual assault retrial, really was at the heart of this. And the district attorney praised her for her courage and resilience, is what he called it, in the face of attacks on her and her family. Because, of course, there was massive attacks. And she didn't talk, but the attorney did, and said she was happy about the outcome of the case, even though justice was delayed, it wasn't denied. So this was big. I mean, this was huge, and it was a reaction that was like a tsunami that left that courtroom in Philadelphia and rolled across the U.S. and just a ton of reaction to what that verdict means for so many of the other people who had accused Bill Cosby of assault. And there were tons. There was like 60 people or 60 women that accused him of that. And again, the last time it was a mistrial. So this time there was no mistrial. Now it's a question of the sentencing and what happens after that. You know, in his deposition, he acknowledged picking up drugs, specifically Quaaludes, to give to women he sought for sex. He did say that. So there were some different moments, I think, in this trial that really stamped what could happen at the end of it. The fact that there were more accusers and that they were allowed to testify, which is what his attorney is saying shouldn't have happened. So we'll see where this goes after the sentencing, and we'll see what happens with any kind of an appeal process. And I'll tell you what, these jurors don't live in a vacuum, so I can't imagine that somebody's not going to get to somebody and talk about what happened as they were deliberating on the fate of Bill Cosby. Hang with us. Coming up next, we're going to talk to psychologist John Huber about this verdict and, in general, what it means. Stay with us here on ATN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you locate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Emotional reaction after, as you could hear it, after Bill Cosby was found guilty. I was just talking about that here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This is a story that a lot of people, frankly, are commenting on, and still I think a lot of people in shock in some ways, and in other ways are like right on, frankly. So this comedian and TV icon convicted again on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault at his sexual assault retrial on a Thursday in Philly. He's going to be sentenced, and at 80, the sentence could be meaning a death sentence for him, because he could die in prison, of course, at that age. And the sentencing usually takes place 60 to 90 days after a conviction. The defense did not want his $1 million bail to stand. They wanted it revoked. They thought that he was a flight risk, and of course, the judge said, no, not a flight risk. He's been here in the courtroom every single time, so would not do that. Interesting. We have in our virtual green room someone who I really enjoy having on the show, clinical forensic psychologist Dr. John Huber. What is the psychological impact from the fall of really America's television dad, who was in our homes for such a long time, for a lot of people who grew up watching The Cosby Show? He was definitely beloved at one point. John, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. And, you know, even before then, I remember watching Saturday morning cartoons with Fat Albert and learning all these moral things on how to act and behave and how to treat people right. And he was kind of the moral compass of this country. And to have this happen, man, we're in a state of shock. I think there's a lot of people out there who are very confused. They wanted to be that kind of dad, and now they're like, whoa, wait a minute. Why am I being that kind of dad if this is how he really is?
Yeah, and do you think there's something in making that connection? And you're right, because I remember the Fat Albert days, and he's been around forever. His comedy hours, of course, the Jell-O pudding commercials, all that kind of stuff. And so there we go again. There's this beloved persona. He's supposed to be a role model, or people at least set him up that way. And then he has this reprehensible skeleton hanging in his closet. You know, this is life, though, isn't it? That sometimes we don't really know who people are and who they say they are.
That's true, and it starts making us question, you know, these individuals. I mean, you know, he was a role model, but he wasn't like a sports role model like Michael Irvin, who, you know, he had extramarital failures and stuff like that. And we're like, wait, he's good on the field. Let him and his family straighten this stuff out. This impacts so much of America. It's hard to deal with. We're having a great loss. I mean, we just lost this perception of who we thought this person was.
Yeah, so when you also make that leap to television, do you think there's a weird illusion that we have sometimes and we sort of adopt and place these ideas of morality or whatever on these people that are playing roles on television?
Oh, I think totally we do that. We also, you know, we think we know who the people are because they're playing a role. And, you know, I've been lucky enough in my life to meet lots of actors and musicians, and, you know, they're playing a role when they're up on stage. And that's, you know, their music may be theirs, the story might be their own story that they've written, but they're playing a part, and that's not necessarily who they are. In fact, for most of them, it's not who they are at all.
Yeah. Is this kind of a wake-up call for all of us, all the people that are listening to the show and will be reading about this and certainly have heard about the verdict for Bill Cosby in this trial that, you know, hey, we got sexual assault that really shouldn't be tolerated. I mean, this is all kind of that Pandora's box that kicked open, I think, last October with Harvey Weinstein and everything that happened there. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. And the sad thing is, you know, he was only convicted on this most recent one, but there were, what, 8 or 9 women who came forward and said over the years he did almost the exact same thing. And part of it has to do with his sense of fame, you know, because I really think truly that on the surface and when he began, he was that moral person. But that sense of fame made him think he could get away with anything. And it was just probably more convenient to do it that way than to date somebody and end up losing his family and having the media pick up on that. And along the way, he also lost a son. So he's had some tragedy as well. It's not just him being this evil person.
Yeah. Do you think there are some other things that you could take out of this or something to sort of be learned by this? I mean, is that whole idea of, how do you trust someone to sort of be the right example, or can we really have those expectations?
Well, one of the lessons we learn is that we're all human. It doesn't matter if we're Bill Cosby or The Rock or, you know, Elvis Presley. You know, we're all human beings, and we all have our faults. And we try to present our best foot forward all the time, whether it's your next-door neighbor, your best friend from high school, and, you know, the reality of it is that's the bottom line. We all make mistakes. And if we learn from those mistakes and move on, it's a lot better. But again, he has this track record now of having done this over time, and he didn't learn his lesson. So is that a picture of his core? And now we have to, like you said, question every single person that we used as a role model and we respected and we tried to emulate. You know, that's a dangerous bridge to cross. If all of a sudden every one of your role models you have to start looking at and questioning, and the reality is we should not do that. For example, if we have a great scholar or a great writer, focus on their writing. Don't try to think that their greatness goes everywhere else in their life. It's just in their writing. If we have a great actor, think, hey, they're a great actor. That's wonderful. They play a great, you know, whoever on stage or on camera in the film, but the rest of their life is that unpolished part that we all try to hide from everybody else. We just see the diamonds and the glitz and the gold. And if we take that part with respect to the fact that they're human beings, I think we can continue moving forward. But right now we're going through a grieving process, the whole death and dying, Kubler-Ross stages of anger and grief, and we will resolve this, though.
All right, so before we let you fly, Dr. John Huber, tell us about MainstreamMentalHealth.org. You're the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health.
Exactly. We're out there trying to talk about mental health issues to remind people that it's not crazy, it's a human thing, and we're trying to make mental health mainstream.
I love it. Go there if you want to find out more about that. Dr. John, thanks so much for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you, Kate. Talk to you later.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Huber, he's terrific to have on the show because he really believes, I mean, he's been a mental health pro for over 20 years, and you heard him mention he's certainly met a lot of actors and musicians, et cetera, and treated them confidentially and has had some fabulous success, of course. He's, by the way, the host of Mainstream Mental Health Radio, and that features interviews with a lot of top mental health professionals. I can't say enough about that, as I've seen what mental health issues have done to members of my family and friends, etc. And so many of you have written me emails and talked about various things that have happened in your world, whether it's just anxiety, etc. And we see what's going on with the opioid crisis. And I think we are certainly having a crisis when it comes to that. And if we lift the veil off and we unveil some of those layers, then maybe there's something that we can do to help the people who are burdened with that and are just kind of rubber stamped with a tag and people not really understanding what it means and what it means to go through life that way. So it's interesting in what Dr. John Huber said about Bill Cosby and the role, he's right, that people play when they're actors or in those positions, which, of course, he was that guy. But he was that guy using his power tragically to do the things that certainly, anyway, he's been accused of. And now we see that finally that's caught up with him with this guilty verdict and the reaction that so many people had to that verdict. So the $1 million bail that was posted stays. He's free until the sentencing, and the sentencing could take a couple of months, probably at the most up to 3 months, but then he will be sentenced. And a lot of people are going to be waiting to see what is that sentence going to look like. Bill Cosby's 80, and again, he's in poor health. And any kind of a prison term, of course, would mean he would die in prison, I would assume, based on those counts, etc. Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight as we invade the man cave.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Got pillows and plush, a little too much for my taste. Paintings on the wall, porcelain dolls in a case. So when I want to go where testosterone flows, I've got the perfect place. So if you've got the time, come on by to the man cave.
Yeah.
Got some minutes.
So welcome to my version of Invading the Man Cave. Yeah. And Invading the Man Cave has to do with, this time around, sports, 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 and more sports, because it was the ultimate night to hunker down in the man cave and watch the NFL draft. That was at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And there was a lot of back and forth as to who was going to be the first guy chosen in the draft. A lot of conversation about, in fact, many different quarterbacks who could make that leap from what I call the feeder system in college football to the pros. And that leap was made, the Cleveland Browns, with their first choice, because they had the lousiest, worst record ever. So they get the first pick in the draft, and here's what that sounded like.
With the first pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield, quarterback, Oklahoma.
Yes, Baker Mayfield. I like Baker Mayfield. He's got crazy mad skills. He's 6 feet tall, got a little beef on him, over 200 pounds. And I'll tell you what, there were some arguments about, it's, you know, geez, really, does he measure up if you look at what's happened in the first round? Also, that whole thing about Heisman Trophy winners, there's kind of like a curse sometimes on the Heisman Trophy. But I say that's a bunch of silly nonsense. It just really depends on the system in Cleveland and how they bring him along, frankly. There was a downside to him, and the downside is a couple of the bad boy things that happened with Baker Mayfield. He was arrested in 2017. He accepted a guilty plea on three misdemeanors of public intoxication. He also had a couple of, well, notable on-field confrontations, including when he planted a Sooners flag at midfield, because he, of course, was a quarterback for the Sooners, in a win against Ohio State last September. In November, though, it really got a lot of play. Why? Because he grabbed his crotch and he motioned towards the Kansas sideline after the players refused a pre-game handshake. So that's what that was about. But I think in looking at his skills, will he work with Cleveland? Hugh Jackson will have some work to do with him. And, of course, the starter is going to be Tyrod Taylor, so he should have some time to adjust, although that could be short-lived. Maybe he jumps right in and we see what Baker Mayfield is made of as he memorizes this new playbook and this new system, and he goes from college to the pros. But he is number one. He goes down in history as the number one pick in the 2018 NFL draft. So clearly, who was number two? One of my favorite players. Roll that footage.
With the second pick in the 2018 NFL draft, the New York Giants select Saquon Barkley, running back, Penn State.
Yes, Saquon Barkley, I think, was a brilliant pick. Again, the speed, just the overall quality of this guy and what he's going to be able to do. I think Giants fans are pretty thrilled about that, and he's a great pick. There was some debate about whether they would go with a quarterback or not because Eli Manning, how much longer, what about other quarterbacks, who would step into that, blah, blah, blah. But I think they made the right choice. They picked really the best guy there that they could have. At Penn State University, he was terrific. I mean, Penn State looked like it was going all the way to the championship game at one point until they lost a couple of big games. But he certainly was a big part of the reason why he had wild numbers, eye-popping numbers each and every Saturday. So that was a great choice. The other New York team, the Jets, had the third pick in the draft, and here's the direction they went. I think we have it.
Pick in the 2018 NFL draft, the New York Jets select Sam Darnold, quarterback, USC.
All right, so Sam Darnold was at one point projected to maybe be the first pick and go to Cleveland. He was mentioned in that slot. I think Sam Darnold going to the Jets was a smart move. They had to pick a quarterback. Will it work out? There's just no way to know how these picks are going to work out. So much depends on systems, who's around them, when they're plugged in, all that kind of stuff. The Jets hope that they landed, though. He was a star at USC. They're hoping he's going to be the franchise quarterback of the future. What's interesting is you had Arizona at 10 picking Josh Rosen, the quarterback from UCLA. So you had for the first time a USC and a UCLA player in the top 10, chosen in the top 10 of the draft. And you had four quarterbacks also in the top 10 picks in this draft in the first round. That's huge, and that's historic. So we'll see. As for the Jets, like I mentioned, they're hoping this is the highest drafted quarterback since Joe Namath. He was the number one overall pick in the 1965 AFL draft. You heard what I said, 1965. Yeah, back to power, flower power, and everything that happened in the 60s. You have to go back that far. The Jets hadn't used a first-round pick on a quarterback since 2009. That was Mark Sanchez. And if you go back and just look overall, there's only been a handful of times where they've chosen a quarterback. Now, they have certainly done that. Josh McCown would go into training camp, I'm sure, as the number one quarterback. But that could change. So just like with Cleveland, this coach for the Jets, Todd Bowles, is not ruling out the possibility of Darnold being the quarterback. He said, you know, we're not going to throw him out there, but at the same time, we're not going to hold him back either. So you know what that means? That means training camp gets really interesting for everybody because it's certainly in that role. Because now, certainly Josh McCown can't think that he's definitely the layup guy because he might not be. They could go in a different direction. They could end up going with their draft pick. And that's smart of the coach to set that up, I think, and say that. It makes complete and utter sense to me. All right, I got to throw this out here. How about this? I love Game 7s. Give me some Game 7. Nothing like that. You're going to hunker down in your man cave and watch a Game 7. I could go throughout the rest of the draft, but that would take an entire show. This is Invade the Man Cave, so we're not doing that. The Bucks beat the Celts 97-86. Dude, that is awesome. That means that series is tied at 3. Game 7. That sets up that Game 7, and that's huge, and that's interesting because some people were writing off the Bucks, and I thought that was a mistake. This NBA postseason has been rather interesting. A lot of people have these assumptions that are quite easily knocked down, and that's what happened there. Hey, by the way, and speaking of assumptions, you could hear a smattering of boos, I'm sure. In the background, the boos were for the commish, Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell, not a favorite with the fans. This guy gets booed for lots of reasons, and certainly there were people from all over for the draft, or, you know, being there for the draft. So what's interesting is they flanked him with Cowboy Legends, but he got booed anyway. And I think there were some people that thought that wasn't going to happen. But are you kidding me? There are so many fans that have an axe to grind with this commissioner. So, no, he's not a popular guy from the fans' perspective, or most of the fans. So it was relentless booing at the NFL draft. I mean, relentless. You could hear it. Goodell even said, "I can't believe you're booing the Cowboys." And that seemed to irk them even more. And because if you remember, so you got guys like Troy Aikman, Roger Staubach, Jason Witten. It couldn't help the commissioner. They couldn't do anything. And fans were furious for different reasons, depending on whether it was the Zeke Elliott, the fact that Zeke Elliott, the running back for the Dallas Cowboys, had that six-game suspension. Jerry Jones was fumed, and there was that conversation about his salary and Jones questioning that and him being upset with the commish, really, for what happened with Ezekiel Elliott. And so you would have some of that, I think, hometown reaction. But there was reaction from other fans as well that didn't like some of the moves by the commissioner. So if he's hoping that he's going to get applause, he's like the bad king. He's like the king that, you know, nobody really wants him to be king but the owners, and so he stays king. And it doesn't matter what the fans think, but the fans, whenever he's in public, especially on a big stage like the NFL draft, they're going to express themselves. And that's exactly what happened. So it doesn't matter that there was this big stage and it was about the players and the picks. It wasn't, because he was heavily involved, of course, announcing the picks. And that's all the fans know, because that's what they saw. They saw the commish up front and center. All right, quickly, let's go to this. Nothing like a 13-inning game between the Mets and St. Louis. Here's how it ended.
Pitch. Swing and a base hit in the right field. Here comes the runner around third. They're going to try to score on the throw. He is safe, and the Cardinals win it on a walk-off base hit by Dexter Fowler, 4-3.
I love it. Dexter Fowler, who a couple years ago was one of the heroes for the Cubbies in the World Series matchup against the Tribe, if you remember, that went to 7. Here he is with the Cards. I love the walk-off thing. You know, here's a man cave term, right? Walk off, baby. Just walk off for the win. And that's exactly what happened. And when you go to a sporting event and you see something like that, and it's the home crowd, which it was in St. Louis, it is worth the price of admission. So there was extra frames. It was a final in 13, but it was a win over the Mets, 4-3 for St. Louis. Woohoo! That is Invade the Man Cave.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Time to take you to the movies, and there are a lot of different types of movies that we're going to weave our way through, including this one. It's 1 hour, 40 minutes. It's called Like Arrows, The Art of Parenting. It's about conflict, rebellion, and resentment. Yikes. It overwhelms the family when they are forced to change, well, their parenting strategy. I don't want to give it all away. Here's a snippet.
To be a parent?
Nope. Okay, maybe a little bit.
We got this thing outnumbered. It's two grown-ups against one little bitty baby. We got to.
Ronnie. His name is Ronnie.
When it comes to raising kids, the days are long, but the years are short.
Short enough, if you ask me.
To talk about Kate. She was, I guess, hitting other kids in church yesterday.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Great. I'm so glad you're interested in your kids' lives. I think the only reason that Kate is still here. here is because she is too young to leave.
But this is going nowhere.
Sit down!
Just leave me alone!
And she's falling right after Ronnie.
Put me up sometime.
Bye, Mom.
We have two more coming up after her.
She's not your real mom anyway. Your real mom couldn't handle you.
And they're going to follow right after her. Honey, we have got to get help.
Our kids aren't the problem. It's us, man. You can't run around living life one day at a time. You gotta know where you're going. Then leave. Here we go.
Be your legacy. No legacy you're faithful of.
You just have to remember, our job is to be faithful. Change is up to God.
I think this will do well. A lot of people relate to struggles in raising children and what you have to deal with, and there's more specifics in this movie, but they take you through a whole life. So as a baby, getting older, all that kind of stuff, which I think is brilliant to show you that just what happens in our lives. And this is a movie that I believe will touch a lot of people and it will find its audience. I bet it does pretty decent at the box office and certainly streaming it will. And this is a movie that's not riddled with, you know, language or problems and people going to see it. It's more of a family-oriented film, if you will, or, you know, tweens maybe and above. I don't know if little kids would relate to it, but Like Arrows, and less than 2 hours, too. Even if you throw in a couple of other movie trailers when you're sitting in the movie theater, so it wouldn't be rather long. All right, we move from that movie, which I think definitely finds an audience, clean, good, kind of fun, and the interesting traversing of life, to this one called Animal Crackers.
Pete, Owen, and Zoe, day after day, they wake up and go through the same old routine.
I'm eating dog biscuits for a job. Your dad has me eating dog biscuits.
You know, kind of.
Biscuits for dogs.
They both work too hard.
Hey, sweetie, I have a board meeting in a couple of minutes. Can you just grab Mackenzie from daycare?
Yeah, sure thing, honey.
They need a change, and I've got just the thing. Surprise! You are now the proud owners of one rundown, worn-out circus.
This is what we've always wanted.
Keep this box close. It's yours now. The secret to the circus is inside.
Old animal crackers? They're probably gross, right?
They're gross.
Ah! I'm a hamster! Holy moly, holy moly, holy moly, holy moly!
Daddy's cute!
Thank you, Angel. How would you like to be human again?
How do these things work?
It's magic. They hate it! They didn't come here to see acrobats. They didn't come here to see clowns. I'm not a performer.
I'm supposed to land in that?
Yeah.
That looks like a fishbowl.
Take it easy, horsey.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Left. I mean, right. My right.
A circus is a lot like a family, but every family needs that special something that holds it all together.
Fantastic!
Woo-hoo! That's how the cookie crumbles.
Butters!
Check out these specs. Look at them go. Look at them go.
How is it that he gets paid more than go?
I don't know, honey.
Your breath is not great.
Yeah.
This is too close.
All right, so Animal Crackers animated. 1 hour, 34 minutes, a lot of familiar voices. Emily Blunt, Danny DeVito, John Krasinski, the husband of Emily Blunt, Ian McKellen, a few others that you would definitely recognize, including Raven Simone. It definitely will find an audience. I believe animated means grandchildren, children, and people who like animated features. And I think this does really, really well because usually they do. And especially, again, the animation, I heard it was done really well. And if not at the big screen, which I still believe it breaks in at least what the budget was, over $17 million, it will when it streams. Okay, finally we end with this one. Wes Anderson's brilliant claymation-type movie called Isle of Dogs.
The Japanese archipelago, 20 years in the future. Canine saturation has reached epidemic proportions.
An outbreak of dog flu
rips through the city of Megasaki. Mayor Kobayashi issues emergency orders, calling for a hasty quarantine. Trash Island becomes an exile colony. The Isle of Dogs.
I don't think I can stomach any more of this garbage.
Exactly. Same here.
Words out of my mouth.
Nobody's giving up around here, and don't you forget it, ever. You're Rex.
You're King. You're Duke. You're Boss.
I'm Chief. We're a pack of scary, indestructible alpha dogs.
Atari Kobayashi, you heroically hijacked a junior turboprop XJ-750.
Minute.
And flew it to the island because of your dog.
The dog!
Darn it. I've got a crush on you.
We get the idea. You're looking for your lost dog spots. Does anybody know him?
No.
I've lost all of my pride.
Spots, if he's alive, may very well be living even at this moment as a captive prisoner.
Somebody is up to something. Will you help him? The little pilot.
Why should I?
Because he's a 12-year-old boy. Dogs love those.
We'll find him. Wherever he is, if he's alive, we'll find your dog.
It's going to be a fight.
Or somebody spoke his language.
Long rickety causeway over a noxious sludge marsh leading to a radioactive landfill polluted by toxic chemical garbage. That's our destiny.
Great.
Get ready to check.
All right, directed by Wes Anderson, this is a stop-motion animated comedy film. Wow. Near future Japan. Looks pretty good. Less than 2 hours. I bet it'll find an audience. Hey, thanks for taking us with you to the movies, and thanks for hanging out for this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.